It's been a year since President Bush confirmed that the National Security Agency was eavesdropping on American phone calls without court oversight. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on what's ahead.
In the big picture, everybody agrees about domestic spying. Everyone wants to listen in on the terrorists. Everyone sees a role for the courts. Everyone thinks the law that oversees domestic spying, FISA, is out of date. It's analog rules in a digital world, according to one expert. Some top Republicans and Democrats who rarely agree in public all sounded like they were reading from the same script at a recent American Bar Association conference. This was Benjamin Powell, the head lawyer for the Director of National Intelligence.
FISA was simply not designed with our current worldwide communication structure in mind.
And here's the top Democratic lawyer on the House Intelligence Committee, Jeremy Bash.
We were, and I think we are and will be prepared to update FISA, to make it technology neutral, to bring it into the 21st century, as they say.
The Department of Justice is on board, too. Ken Weinstein runs the DOJ's new National Security Division.
I know that there's a strong desire on the part of the administration, on the part of the department, to get legislation, whatever form and on whatever legislative vehicle it comes, that will help to bring FISA into the 21st century. And that's sort of a catchphrase, but it's actually very meaningful.
So if everybody agrees, what's the holdup? Well, put on your decoder ring as we go behind that show of goodwill. Here's Powell from the Director of National Intelligence's office.
All communications that touch U.S. soil should not have to be treated equally. We do not enhance our civil liberties by requiring a FISA court order to collect communications between two persons overseas that happen to get routed or touch U.S. facilities.
For example, imagine somebody in Saudi Arabia sends an email to someone in Pakistan. If they're both using Yahoo accounts, the communication is technically based in the United States. Today, the government would need a FISA warrant to eavesdrop. The administration thinks that's unnecessary. That may seem like something everyone could agree on, but Michael Woods, who used to be chief of national security law at the FBI, says reality is never as simple as the hypothetical scenarios.
It's never the, one guy in Pakistan, one guy in Saudi Arabia, and you know that.
He says more often, investigators will know that one guy's in Pakistan, and they'll know he's communicating with someone else over Yahoo.
But we don't exactly know where that person is accessing their Yahoo account from. We don't know exactly who they are. So are we really dealing with foreign to foreign? It could be a person accessing it from, there are always nuances.
Which introduces the risk of eavesdropping on people in the United States. Jim Dempsey is policy director for the Center for Democracy and Technology.
Modernization should not equal a diminishment in the rights of American citizens. Yes, the Internet is global, of course, but that doesn't mean that every American that uses the Internet should be subject to warrantless government surveillance.
Ah, yes. Warrantless government surveillance. The elephant in the room. Although, in this case, most decision-makers have not been allowed to see the elephant. In Congress, only the House and Senate Intelligence Committees have been briefed on what the administration calls the Terrorist Surveillance Program. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy will chair the Senate Judiciary Committee when Congress reconvenes. He says he wants to amend FISA, but he won't do it in the dark.
I don't think it is possible to craft laws under FISA that really work if we don't know what they're doing. I mean, if you cannot have a, say, we'll pass a law, but we have no way of knowing whether you're following the law once we pass it.
And that could be a major sticking point with the administration. When Senator Arlen Specter chaired the Judiciary Committee, he fought hard to get briefed on the program, and the White House wouldn't budge. And he was a Republican. Specter proposed legislation anyway. The White House negotiated and accepted it, but it was never taken up in the waning months of the Congress. If Democratic leaders insist on briefings and the White House keeps refusing, it could be very difficult to pass any kind of legislation modernizing FISA. Which means even though everybody agrees that it's time to change the law, the 110th Congress could leave things just where the 109th did. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.